Say your name first.
Okay, my name is Carly Cook. My story spans over a couple years. I guess I can start in sixth grade. In my town, we had two middle schools, and one was just built when I went into sixth grade. So half of my friends went over to the new middle school. So I lost a lot of my friends, and basically I only had one really good friend that I wanted to keep close. This was elementary school, but when I went to middle school, I still wanted to be friends with her. So she was the only one in my class, and so I was trying to hang out with her, but she had gotten into a new group of friends. They're the popular gang or whatever. And at this point in my life, I was still wearing leggings and big shirts that that my mom would bring home from school.
Totally
they were from her school. Kids had made these shirts, they made t-shirts from her school. So they're city school shirts that I'm wearing with leggings and like white tennis shoes or something. And awkward glasses.
Really beautiful.
I know. Good. So this is me trying to hang out with the popular girls. And my one friend, she's just horribly friendly and horribly adorable and doesn't have to change herself to be with different people.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I've learned now that I'm not ever gonna try and change myself now. But
it's
because of going through this in the years, dealing with this group of girls. But in sixth grade, they're well, you can't hang out with us unless you wear Aeropostale. So I went out and I bought Aeropostale shirts. And they're you can't hang out with us unless you don't wear your leggings. You have to wear jeans. And I had never worn jeans up until then because I had eczema on my legs and it irritated them. So I had worn leggings up till sixth grade. I was an awkward little thing. And
I was the same way.
Yeah, so I got some jeans, and they were they were tapered. My first pair of jeans were tapered. So I mean, so I think the awkwardy, I don't even know if that's a word. The awkwardness,
yeah.
Awkwardness increased tenfold with my tapered jeans. And so they're okay, fine. And they let me hang out with them for a while. And then I was in band, and we had concerts every now and then. And I had to wear black shoes. So I got these black shoes, and I was really short. I mean, I say I'm short, but I was really short. And my feet had grown ahead of me. So I had size 9 shoe, and I was 4'9", something like that. So I had these giant feet for a sixth grader. And the concert was done, and I was walking towards my mom. I don't think she actually overheard this, but the main popular girl was where are you going? Are you going to a circus? And then all her little minions started laughing at me. All the other girls that my friend was friends with. And I didn't understand why she was friends with them. So the main girl, the evil bitch girl, I was always around her throughout middle school, definitely. Her locker was right next to mine for most of the part because we had the same last name or similar last names. And so I would come in, and this is in middle school now, so it's a couple years ahead, probably eighth grade. And she would talk about having sex with these 20-year-olds. And we're what? We're 15, something like that. And that was disgusting, and I don't want to hear it. And whenever she opened her locker, it just smelled of really bad body splash, swarmed. And so she always picked on me. I ran in eighth grade. I also ran for vice president, and I was really into anime at the time, and I put anime on my posters, and she's like vote for me, I'll bring Pokemon to the school. And it was Sailor Moon on the poster, so I got really offended because Pokemon was just the worst show to me, but Sailor Moon was so cool. So I was like, it's Sailor Moon, and then turned and ran away, just really awkward. But I feel I finally by I think it was 11th grade was the next time I had a class with her. And by then I had grown into myself. I mean, I was the president of the anime club, but I was kind of ashamed of it by that point. So I just kind of just hid my anime obsession because it was just kind of awkward. But I still like anime, I'm not going to lie. But by then, I had, like, friends, and I was, like, you know, just a happy person, probably more like I am now. And so she sat behind me in Spanish, and she would copy off of me. So I told the teacher, and she moved her. But before she got moved the next day, I was stretching. Note the sarcastic parentheses with the fingers.
Yeah.
I was stretching, and I pushed back on my chair, and her fingers were between my chair and her desk, and I crushed her fingers.
Oh, my God.
And she started screaming, and the teacher was like, well, maybe you shouldn't put your fingers there, and then moved her across the room. So, I mean, even though, like, there was years of, like, torture, she kind of, like, helped me grow into myself, and I finally, yeah. like, and I finally, like, got my peace at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, even though it was violent.
Thank you. Thank you.